Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is Stephen A. Smith from No Mercy. Festivals, football, flannels. Some say fall is their favorite time of year. And this fall, there are now updated COVID-19 booster shots designed to help protect against COVID-19 variants. If you've had your primary series, schedule an updated COVID-19 booster shot appointment as soon as you're eligible. And don't forget to enjoy the foliage, sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
We've got our take cannons loaded and ready. Absolutely dominant on deep routes. Absolutely dominant on short
the
routes.
Boys are back, baby.
Excellent separation against man coverage.
This is Reception Perception, the show.
Yo, what's cracking, everybody? James Coe, Matt Harmon here with you. You are listening to Reception Perception, the show. Matt, how are you doing, guy?
Man, I'm doing good, James. I can't believe it is going into week 14, bro.
14? Week 14.
It just made me think, like, we've only got really, you know, 14, 15, 16, 17. Like, I mean, in terms of fantasy and, like, you know, the whole, like, big Sunday experience, yeah. It's only really four more of them left, you know, so.
Because nobody cares about week 18. No one.
No, I mean, obviously, real football fans care about week 18 because, you know, you're getting into, like, these are playoff situations. You know, there's going to be some crazy Sunday night game that, all these different scenarios for these teams. And, like, it is kind of funny trying to transfer, and I'm sure we'll talk about it a lot, especially on this podcast, because we try to, you know, blur the lines between real and regular football,
really,
which is good. That's what content should be. Okay. It shouldn't be so, to use a corpo term, it shouldn't be so siloed between fantasy and real life football. But
what
it's
what
funny
bucket trying, are we in?
Yeah. Which, let's open up the kimono and, talk about, my God, that would had to be the worst NFL Network corporate term, during our time. There was, let's open up the kimono. Pretty terrible, but
kimono.
My God, what a wrap.
By the way, that's like, now that you look back at it too, you know what I'm saying? With all the stuff that's gone down, it's like, oh man, opening the kimono is not the right phrase to be using in this place, dude. Come on, bro.
Yeah, it's bad on like multiple levels. But before we go down that rabbit hole, what I was trying to say was it's funny trying to juggle, you know, still like think like real life playoff, you know, scenarios. Yeah. And this team has, you know, according to this model, like a 30% chance to make the playoffs. If they win this game, it bumps their chance by this much. And like also trying to think about, you know, fantasy football playoffs and those implications. So there's a lot going on right now. That's for sure.
Yeah, no doubt about it. We got a great show here in front of us today. A lot to talk about, man. Both, again, when we talk about blurring those lines, that's what we're going to be doing. We're going to talk Jimmy G out for the season, broken foot now. You know, rookie Brock Purdy looked pretty good. Lamar Jackson has a knee injury. How severe is it? How much time is he going to miss? What does that look like for Baltimore now? And how does that impact his contract situation? We'll talk about Davante Adams, one of the best in the game. And then we'll talk about two guys that are gunning for that spot. They want to be the best in the game. We're talking about Garrett Wilson and Christian Watson. Watson has been absolutely on fire. But, man, let's start in the Bay Area there. Okay, so Jimmy G out. Baker Mayfield was released. There's all this chatter. No. Okay, where's San Francisco on the? That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. I'm like, listen, you want a galaxy brain this thing? If you're the Rams, I'm like, I want San Francisco. If you're in the NFC East or West, you want San Francisco to go pick up Baker Mayfield. I mean, he can't. There's no way. I get it. Shanahan is like a QB guy and, like, you know, he's able to, you know, bring out the best in dudes and all that kind of stuff. But, dude, I think we're past that point now with Baker Mayfield, dude. He's broken. Like, no, he's not going to help the Niners, bro.
Yeah, no, he's like a rehabilitation project at this point right now, right? You know, and the funny thing is with this 49ers team, I think that this team is, and I don't even think this is a hot take, I think this is, like, obviously true. I think this 49ers team, this roster, quarterback aside, is better than the group that Jimmy G went to the Super Bowl with.
Oh, yeah.
Against Kansas City a few years ago. Like, I think the roster is better.
Absolutely.
Dude, like, we were talking, they made like a midseason emergency trade for Emmanuel Sanders that year. This year, they made a midseason emergency trade for Christian McCaffrey.
Let's go.
So, yeah, I know. A little bit different there. So I think that really, and the defense, by the way, the defense was good that year, the year they went to the Super Bowl. It's better this year. I mean, I think it's best defense in the NFL, period. So, like, why do you need, I don't think you need a quarterback to come in there and, like, save the day. Not even that I think Baker Mayfield can come in and save the day.
No. No. Oh, God, no.
You just, no, he can't. You need somebody to come in here and just keep the train on the tracks, right? Yep. And I think that Jimmy G, you know, was that type of quarterback anyways, although I think he was playing with his hair down a little bit more this year. Really sucks for Jimmy, by the way. So, yeah, for me, I just think that, like, they can make it work with Brock Purdy and Josh Johnson if Brock isn't good enough. I think they can still be a playoff team, like a team that wins a playoff game at the very least with this operation.
I mean, it's too talented of a unit, you know what I mean? Like, and then plus they're going to be getting, you know, Trent Williams is going to start getting healthier as the season progresses as well. I mean, look, this offense is locked and loaded. They just, as you mentioned, they just need a conductor for this train. That's it. They don't need a superstar. They don't need somebody to go out there and try to make big old splash plays. Hey, listen, you dump it off to Brandon Ayuk, Deebo Samuel, and Christian McCaffrey. Let these boys work. We haven't even talked about George Kittle. My God. But no, it's such a talented unit. And on both sides of the football, as you mentioned, man, this is one of the best defenses in the NFL. Man, the Niners are so stacked. They're so loaded. Again, hot take? No. Absolutely not. You're 100% right that this Niners team is much more talented than the one that went deep into the playoffs a couple years back. So, no, you're 100% correct. Okay. That being said, can this kid, rookie, Mr. Irrelevant, last pick of the draft, Brock Purdy, really get it done? I thought he looked solid, Matt. In relief, right? 25 of 37, throwing the football, 210 passing yards, not a ton, but still had two touchdowns, no interceptions. So overall, I thought Brock Purdy looked really solid. But again, as we've seen with young signal callers, sometimes they do get exposed the more tape you get on them.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I think the one thing that was true with Brock Purdy is he got the football out quickly, you know, 2.49 time to throw. The only guys who got rid of the football faster in week 13, you know, CJ Beathard and Trevor Lawrence were down there at the bottom. Tua at 2.4, Mike White, 2.48. That's not a coincidence, by the way. They run the same offense there in New York. So, you know, yeah, for me, like, I think they just want a guy. They want a guy like a Mike White type to just get in there.
Oh, God, they love it.
What we've talked about with Mike White, right? Like, just, hey, they want a real adult quarterback, a real normal NFL quarterback to keep the train on the tracks and just keep the offense moving, get the ball to all these dudes they got. And, like, I think that Brock Purdy was was pretty good in doing that. Like, he didn't come in and do anything special, but, you know, he was right around the middle of the NFL. He ranked 17th in EPA per dropback in his relief duties. That's right between like Mac Jones and Taylor Heinicke, which I think are two. That's about the level of play they can hope for. And as long as he's not a stone cold disaster, I think the 49ers will be fine. And, you know, he definitely at different points, like, what's the biggest weapon that the 49ers have right now is the fact that, like, CMC, like, their run game isn't even that good, right? Like, their run game hasn't been dynamic over the last, really at any point this season. They've been a fine rushing team, but their offensive line is not like a top end unit. I think that's been a bit of an issue for them. But their big weapon they have right now is that, like, these checkdowns that used to just be like, okay, you know, Jimmy dumping the ball off to Juszczyk or one of these other running backs, is now like you're dumping the ball off to Christian McCaffrey, or you're doing screens to Christian McCaffrey, and those can go for like 30 plus yards. So for me, I think that, like, yeah, Brock can do that stuff, right? And I think that it's just, it's kind of funny too. I know that, like, Kyle Shanahan, people get on Kyle Shanahan sometimes because, like, this offense is littered with talent. It's always been pretty talented, but especially this year. And it's like, why aren't they putting up like 30 points? Why aren't they putting up like 35 points, 40 points every single week? Well, it's like, well, number one, you don't have like an elite quarterback. As good as fine as Jimmy is, he's not an elite quarterback. And also, like, you don't never in the game scripts where you need to do that type of stuff because you have this defense. And I think that that's a big key here. Like, if Kyle can get these guys to like scoring 23, 25 points, I think they can win games. I think Kyle Shanahan can do that with this guy, Brock Purdy.
So they've got Brock Purdy. They also re-signed Josh Johnson. Dude, this is his fourth time on the Niners alone.
Wasn't he on the Niners at one point when, like, Jim Harbaugh was there or something? Well, I know he was with Jim Harbaugh.
I think that's correct, right? And then, you know, then he like bounced around, was in like, what was it, the USFL or whatever? No, it's not the USFL.
I mean, he started for two teams last year alone. He started for the Jets and the Ravens last year.
But no, he was actually on this particular coaching staff's practice squad in 2020. So he does have some familiarity with the whole Shanahan playbook. So I don't think it's actually going to take him that long to get brought up to speed in terms of what they want to get done this year. So actually pretty good signing, I think, overall for San Francisco. You talk about just like, okay, can we just get a guy to keep this train rolling on the tracks? I don't know, man. Josh Johnson actually might be that dude too. And again, it really depends on like, what does the coaching staff feel like? Like, who's going to give them more plays? You know, is it going to be this kid, Brock Purdy, who's still a rookie, by the way, or is it going to be this veteran guy, man, that's been bounced around? What is this, like his 16th team or 17th team?
Oh my God,
it is. Something crazy in Josh Johnson. Again, you want to talk about professional quarterback. This is him. Right, like that's him, because, like, I mean, this guy's never given up on his dreams, and he's just been bouncing around and just playing football wherever and whenever he can, man. It's great. I love that story for Josh Johnson. I tell you what, that kind of mental makeup, I would imagine, could take him pretty, you know, pretty far and do pretty well in this particular situation, in a situation where they just need a signal caller to, again, just check down. Don't turn the ball over. That's it. You know, don't get panicked in there and make these bad turnovers. And dude, you'll be fine. I think you'll be fine. You know what I mean? So I'll be interested to see where they go, because it might be Brock Purdy for a couple of weeks. And then as they, you know, maybe week 17, 18, I wouldn't be surprised if Josh Johnson gets the go. You know what I mean?
I think so too. I can't remember a team that's lost two, but it's crazy. Like, they thought they had two starting level quarterbacks in Trey Lance and Jimmy Garoppolo, and they lose both of them to season ending injuries. I did think for a second yesterday, like, oh, what if Trey Lance is like, they can activate him off IR, but Shanahan said today he's not going to return the season. I also think that'd be a hell of a spot to like throw Trey Lance in. Like, hey, yeah, we know your biggest problem is that you're inexperienced, but how about you make a start in a playoff game? Like, that would be pretty wild. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, obviously for all of these guys in fantasy, like, you know, for further statistical projection, stuff like that, it's going to come down with a guy like Brock Purdy or even a guy like Josh Johnson, because Jimmy, for all the crap we give him, is like a starting level NFL quarterback. And yeah, I, obviously with a backup level quarterback, hopefully at best, Brock Purdy is a backup level quarterback. Certainly Josh Johnson, backup level quarterback. Yeah, you're bringing down the projections for all these guys, unfortunately.
I worry the most maybe for somebody like Brandon Ayuk, who, you know, again, not necessarily a purely timing based kind of guy, but he does benefit there. Right? Great route runner and those kind of things. I think Brandon, I might get a little banged with the downgrade at quarterback. I don't know. What are your thoughts? Especially, again, especially considering Debo, I know he's working through those injuries, man, but he has been very up and down this season.
Yeah, Zach Miller and I talked about the Debo Samuel stuff a little bit on the podcast last week during like our dynasty check-in. And I think the problem with Debo is that like he was talked about because of his production and some of like the efficiency metrics as a receiver of the caliber, like the superstar type receivers in the NFL. Like he might be a superstar player, but like he's a lot of that, those like little gimme touches have gone to CMC, and that's been a problem for Debo. You know, you're really banking on like big plays when you're getting a ton of those like gimme looks. And now that you're splitting those a little bit with a guy, you know, like a CMC, it's certainly problematic. I think the problem for Debo too, is that like his best stuff, his as a pure wide receiver, comes on slant routes, comes on dig routes, right. Take a lot of, it takes timing, and it also takes stones to throw into like the teeth of zone coverage over the middle of the field on those routes. And Jimmy, you know, sometimes it gets him picked off and like those brain melting picks in big games and stuff, exactly. but he has the stones and the timing to make those throws. And I don't know if Brock Purdy's going to have that, but yeah, I can certainly see the argument for the Ayuk side of things that he has developed so much but a lot of the hope that we had that Ayuk would be like a, you know, unleashed as like a downfield receiver, obviously that left when Trey Lance left, right? So right. I think a lot of what Ayuk has done this year has been as an underneath like tackle breaking receiver. So I feel like it's going to be kind of similar for Brandon Ayuk, but he's been so consistent. He's been like, you know, 60 plus yards every single week, five catches, you know, something like that, but just about every single week.
You know, what's crazy is I was looking between the two guys, between Brandon Ayuk and Debo Samuel, all of the games combined, they have between them one 100 yard receiving game between the two of them. That is insane to me. You talk about the consistency. Obviously there was a long stretch there for Brandon Ayuk where he had like 80 plus receiving yards, right? Game after game after game. But Debo Samuel has been very up and down, and he's the one guy that has the one 100 yard receiving game between the two of them.
Wasn't it against the Rams, right? Because he ripped off that huge, like 57-yard catch and run.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's almost like counting stats are a stupid way to evaluate how good wide receivers are playing. But
Very good point. Very good point.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.